As long as you've got it.
I've got it. You know I always got it.
Always got it 100%.
When have I ever lost it?
That's very fair. I'll give you that. So, welcome to the Name Redacted podcast, as always.
Oh, shit. It's on.
No, you're acting like this is a new thing. Like, we don't just hit the record in the middle of someone saying something. always soft open. It's the reason we don't have an intro, like, music or anything. This is just some bullshit on top.
Because none of our fucking friends and bands will fucking record anything for us.
Like, been pestering about it for, like, 2 years.
It's not that they won't. It's that they can't because they're too lazy.
Yeah, that's fair. And they don't. They're like, no, we're not using up studio time.
For no, you. Like we have too many important things to record 12 seconds of music that you need.
Yeah,
not even Chris Nielsen can.
Who's make music, on the podcast
can make music for a podcast that he's a part of almost every damn time.
Yeah, except for this time.
Yeah,
and
so,
the last time.
Well, no, he was here last time.
I wasn't here last time.
I was ensorcelled by the comedians.
Because
they were better than Chris Nielsen. Don't tell him I said that.
He's gonna listen to this tomorrow.
You don't know
no,
that.
I don't listen to our podcast.
This also isn't connected to our feed. So I have to get him to connect.
Chris, leave
to
a comment feed. If you listen to this and you hear what I just said.
Somebody leave a fucking comment on something.
So welcome to Name Redacted Podcast.
Hi everybody.
I am host A, Alexander Fulmer.
I am host B, Colin Norris.
I'm not host John Thomas.
Also known as host
Pug.
B.5.
Host Pug.
Host Pug, John Thomas. And with us is a family friend.
Yes.
Family friend.
Uncle Charlie.
Oh, oh God. Uncles.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's...
You'll flip a coin and choose a side.
Oh, No. We'll roll a D percentile.
Perfect. 8.
We'll
82.
Yeah.
Wait, one's a fail, though, right?
No.
They cancel each other out, so I'm...
No, that's a... See, this is a D percentile, so that's a 93.
Oh, I still don't get the percentage of success or fail.
We don't either.
It's a degree.
Don't know.
You're just making up rules for how good or bad I am?
That's what the GM does. They just make up rules for how bad you are. That's the entire job.
We just got done.
Stop throwing TIE Fighter pogs at me.
Running our first session of Edge of the Empire. Good fun.
It was not. That's an understatement. We had a riotous occasion.
We did. It was great. It was a really good. Good job, Fantasy Flight.
People threw feces. It was just. It was
Charlie split a Trandoshan's head open, and a Gamorrean's head wide the fuck open.
Just, we succeeded on a mission objective by running the same lie twice.
Oh my god, yeah. Perfect.
So I do the same thing.
So three guys walk into a control station.
Stop me if you've heard this one.
So a Twi'lek, a human, and a Chewbacca, real?
A Chewbacca.
God damn.
I love it. Like, John goes in and he's like, what is this place?
It's like, it's on the fucking sign.
And they're like, this place is restricted. You can't be here. And I was like, there are no guards. I just walked in. How are you going to tell me that if there are no guards, no signs? How was I supposed to know?
Because John found the plot.
And then John is directed to go make an appointment at the office. And then my character, a Twi'lek female, walks in behind and goes, what is this place?
No, you rolled a deceit check to walk in and pretend like you worked there.
I rolled a deceit check, but it failed
miserably.
Well, I did still yell, what is this place? And it worked.
Is this where I work?
And then, like, I was like, oh shit, I gotta go get something from the house. And the girl was like, you're fired. I was like, I've been here for 12 seconds.
Fair enough.
I'm gonna call my union rep about this.
It was really fun. Like, I really enjoyed this, and I'm glad that, like, it's really interesting because it is a proprietary dice system, so, like, you can't just use regular, like, D6, D8.
You can. It's got a conversion, but...
But it's clearly easier not to...
Yeah.
I mean, but
it would be... I would say it would be a small nightmare to try to look at numbers and just constantly be converting them into... Because all the dice have different symbols on them mean different things, and I wouldn't even want
to... You'd have to have a conversion chart sitting next to you the whole time.
And you'd have to constantly look at it, probably.
It's on the... They have a DM screen that you can buy that has it on there.
Okay.
But who uses...
I haven't used a DM screen ever.
I just use a little box rolling, and
I picked that up from John. Like that was something that I was like, oh shit, that's so much easier, less bulky, and like
Then you have to peer over this cardboard cutout that you stand in front of you on the table.
It's also really like it's
unless you have a huge table.
Yeah,
and we don't.
But it also feels confining. Like I will say that, like the DM screen feels like you're cut off from everybody.
It's true.
And like it does feel kind of pretentious-y because like you're already God in this situation. Like
that's wrong. You're better than God. Like as somebody I used to know, Jeremy Williams, used to say, "The gods are your playthings when you are the dungeon master."
That's and actually that's
absolutely
true.
So
like the system's great.
Yep.
Like we played the introduction to it, like the kind of like the mini campaign before.
It's the beginner's box.
Yeah.
It's like the old school D&D red box.
Yeah. Real fun. Pre-made characters, pre-made plot. Like you're just basically you're coloring by numbers through the story.
And it really introduces things at a good rate. Like your first encounter happens within the first 5 minutes of you playing the game, so you get to make checks immediately.
I didn't even want to like fight the guys, but apparently it was like Colin as the like game master is just like, this is a good opportunity to ambush these guys. I'm like, so I like have to kill them? Like I've never run into a situation where I've been punished for not wanting to start violence.
Yeah. I was like, no, you need to do that. I'm like, why are you trying to get I'm gonna try to get information out of him. Why?
Because I'm a long time player of tabletop games, and that's what you do when you understand that I was game theorying like Play-Doh.
But to a Gamorrean guard.
Man, I didn't think about it, alright?
I was like, you worked for Teemo. You know where he is, and you know who sent these guys.
Yeah, that's fair.
If you guys read the crawl, you know that.
Didn't think it through.
We're bad at reading, so.
Yeah, I don't think any of us read the crawl.
We were relying on our math illiterate GM to help us.
The funniest thing about that is like.
I'm not very numerate. Is what it is.
Well, the funny thing about
did
it
you
was
just
like,
fancy? That's a fancy way of saying you're not dumb. Or you are dumb.
I am. That's a fancy way of saying I'm not very good with numbers.
Yeah.
Not very good with counting symbols either.
Nope.
Like that there's math, but the step below that is just counting. And even at that, you failed.
What we need to do in the future is we need to keep the game area clear of the dice that aren't being rolled, because I'd be like, wait a minute.
Just house rule that you, like, I could get like a you could get a cigar box or something, or just any type of cardboard box, and say your official role has to be in the box. Anything outside the box doesn't count.
Like this iPhone box that's sitting right here.
So like the game's really fun and interesting, and it's an easy system. And I will say, like, I used to advocate Outbreak Undead being the very first thing that people try to start with when they're trying to learn how to do tabletop gaming. I no longer think that.
Yeah, this is good.
I think this is actually a little bit more self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have to read any rule book rules.
Yeah.
It just, like, it gives you a little sheet that you start with, and you're just like, this is everything.
Yeah. And I mean, the rule book that they've got in the beginner's box is relatively comprehensive. It doesn't go into a whole lot of the flavor that the core rule book has, because I mean I have both because I'm just a completist. So I would recommend picking up the beginner box if you're not quite sure, if you don't want to make the jump. It's like $25 on Amazon.
Oh, that's nice. That's not bad at all.
It comes with dice, so you don't have to worry about that.
Comes with dice and pogs
and
the character sheet thingies, and
character
maps.
Folios, map.
The character folios actually have like the character sheets in them, which is nice.
So it introduces things at a fairly easy rate.
It's canonized too, isn't it?
I don't know how canon it is.
Well, like semi-canonized. Like,
yeah,
it's not just like take a random point in the Star Wars universe timeline and go there. Like,
yeah,
it's also a very big universe.
Yes. Yeah, fucking massive.
I mean, I could take this setting and I could set it after Jedi if I wanted to.
You could also make up a planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the people on it.
Which I might do.
You start on planet.
Yeah.
Planet Borg.
That's a real planet.
Borg.
What would be really great is if I could take this and homebrew a Rick and Morty.
Oh my god.
Get real dark real fast.
Oh god, boy. Help us.
But I mean, it's
fun. Can, nobody wants to be Jerry.
So, okay, so like you know how there's like chaotic neutral. Like okay, so in the case of like Rick and Morty, what would Rick and Morty be in that case?
Morty is more.
Your phone does not have the answer.
Morty is definitely lawful neutral.
Lawful neutral.
And okay. Starting to sort of drift into lawful evil the more it goes on.
Just in the whims of Rick?
Yeah, Rick is definitely chaotic evil.
Okay.
Like through and through. Absolutely chaotic evil. Or maybe chaotic neutral. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. He seems to be... I'm sorry to derail. I just, yeah.
Oh, it's fine. You could play that game with, like, so many different... Like, the most interesting conversation I think I ever saw where, like, somebody was trying to transpose alignment onto another character was people trying to justify, like, what the Joker is, like, in various different ways. Like, especially related to The Dark Knight.
Mm.
Like
the movie?
Yeah, the movie.
Hmm.
And, like, because, I mean, you...
Well, he's just, like, an anarchist, right?
It's fluid enough that of a, like, the alignment system's fluid enough that you could make a lot of different justifications for it. I mean, especially, like, if you're just, like, well, he's, like, trying to do something... Like, he's trying to be a naturalist, which would be, like...
The Fight Club kind of thing?
Yeah, well, like he says, like, he's trying to reduce, like, society back into, like, what it should be, which is fair chaos... Which, like, you could make an argument, not that I'm necessarily agree with, but you could say, like, that's true neutral or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, man. That is a lot to sink in that the Joker is true neutral.
I said, like I'm saying, it's an argument. And
no, but it's a good one. I never thought of it like that.
Well, the weird thing about the idea with, like, the neutral alignment stuff for me has always been, like, how can you really make that call on certain things? Like, how do you play a character that's literally true neutral? Like, literally takes no sides. Literally just, like, stands around and is just like, well, guess what happens, happens. Like,
I remember,
then you don't even play the character. You just stand there and you're like, however this plays out.
Well, I've seen it.
I have no strong feelings either way.
Yeah. I've DM'd for people who played it that way, but I've also, like, heard people discussing, like, somebody who's true neutral could be, like, dedicated to the idea of balance.
Yeah.
And, like, trying to balance, like similar to what we were saying about the Force when we were playing, like,
yeah.
With, like, one of the systems in the Star Wars tabletop is you have these tokens. Destiny points. And, like, the players have, like, white ones and the GM has black ones. And, like, when one of them uses one... Like, it flips over to the other one, so there's, like, a swing of power happening as good and bad events are happening. But, like, in that sense, like, yeah, you could play a character that's true neutral that's not boring because they're trying to balance good and evil and law and chaos in the universe as they understand it.
So basically you would just react to other people's actions in that manner. Like, you know, say, like, you know, I go over here and steal some shit from this old lady... Okay, well, I'm going to go over to this other guy and help him out,
That's a very simple way of looking at it, but, like, it could also be looked at as, like, the guy who's always going to fight and root for the underdog.
Okay. Because,
like, you know, like, if there was, like, a war happening and, like, you had a vested interest in keeping both kingdoms, like, alive and well, then, like, they would do things for the winning one, you know? Like, it's just limited to your imagination, essentially. But, I mean, like, a lot of the alignments have quirks like that where, like, if you're, like, a cleric of a chaotic neutral deity, like, there's this paradox where if you're the cleric of a chaotic neutral deity, then you're, like, super devoted to chaos, which in a way makes you lawful because you have a devotion to chaos.
Interesting.
Like, and it's just a...
Yeah.
It's a silly quirk of the game.
That's why I'm not a fan of alignment in a lot of ways. It's just... Also, I don't like it when people, when players try to roleplay, like, buffing the game. It's like, oh, it's my alignment. I'm just playing my alignment. Like, no, you're being a dickhead, and you're trying to break the game.
Anybody who plays a tabletop game should have an element of sportsmanship with their other players.
Yeah.
And not just be like, I'm playing a character, and that gives me a license to ruin somebody else's good time. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean,
it's a good way to get yourself removed from a game.
It could.
Group.
It's also selfish.
To be fair, if you were playing with a group who is, like, just super mature and was okay with something like that, then it could totally work. Like, if, like, I've played with people who were, like, they were in it for the game and they didn't take it personally no matter what happened.
Yeah.
So, like, if your character did something that just totally screwed them over, like, it was okay because it was like they were out of the game. But a lot of people don't have that I would say sense of maturity and like ability to remove themselves from their character in that way.
Which is funny because I'm kind of curious as to how our players in our 3-5 campaign would have reacted when they found out that I was working for the big bad guy the whole time.
Hilarious!
Oh man, the betrayal that happened, it was a game my friend was playing in, and he was a paladin. They were at, like, high level, and there was some cataclysmic battle happening between Paylor and somebody else. But the rogue of the party came across, I think it was Paylor. It was either Paylor or Heronius. And he came across, like, the god's unconscious body, and he just killed him. Like, he just slayed him. And so, like, the paladin is, like, riding on his magical flying horse, and now all of a sudden his god's dead. So like all his
magic
stuff just disappears. The horse disappears and he tumbles out of the sky and like falls, doesn't die. Like he just hits the ground and takes a bunch of damage. But like the campaign wrapped up and he was just a paladin with no god at that point. Like,
oh, that's
who
terrible.
Had no ability. He was like a shitty level 20 fighter without feats. And it's like my friend was always like, he was like, I kind of wish like that campaign continued because like I would have loved to have explored what happened to the paladin at that point, and
yeah.
Like to have to go on the journey to like figure everything out now that my god is dead.
Probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen in terms of alignment was we had a guy playing with us a while back who was a lawful neutral character who was so into balance that everything he did that was on one side, he countered it with something he did on the other side. Like, so for every life he took, he saved that many number of lives.
Mm. Who was that?
John Moore.
Oh, yeah. That's
like,
I was like, that wasn't Bori, so it had to have been...
Well, no, but he didn't play it in my campaign.
Okay.
He played that in the Pathfinder game that Adam Collis was running.
Okay.
All right. It was legitimately one of the most beautiful ways I've seen somebody handle alignment.
God, John Moore is my favorite D&D player ever.
He really is.
And we're not
like,
redacting names. We're just totally name-checking people.
Well, the thing is that, like, John and John, John Moore and John Thomas, are probably two of my favorite people to play with.
Yeah.
And it's because of how interesting... This is so weird saying this in front of John. It's because of how interesting each of their decisions is.
Yeah.
And it's totally different.
Yeah.
It's totally different rationales. It's totally different, like, workings in terms of how they both think.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they both make decisions in ways that are so interesting and so well thought out that it's, like, it's just so much fun to witness it.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, like, with John Thomas, the decision to make an incredibly powerful wizard that casts zero damage spells. No damage spells at all. Instead, has a flying bear that he casts buffs on in the bear fights.
Have I told this story on the
podcast? No.
Okay,
somebody
so
like
Pokemon. So
Sir Barrington?
No. Ooh,
no.
It's
even
the,
better.
The story of Maurice Roosevelt. Sergeant Maurice Roosevelt.
Sergeant Maurice Roosevelt.
He ended up he started as like a captain, I think.
Ranks.
No.
I don't remember. It was a
He ended up staff sergeant. I remember that. Yeah.
But, like, so Alex was running this... I was the only experienced player in this D&D group. And Alex was making it easy by letting people start with pretty diesel equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like...
You started at level, like, 8 or some shit.
Yeah,
it was
relatively high, but,
Oh, that's another thing to note about this. There is no ECL.
Yeah.
Interesting. But, yeah, Alex was, like... I was texting with him, and I was at my friend Will's house trying to figure out what I was going to do with this wizard. And it's the first time I was ever playing a wizard, so I was really excited about that. And he was like, yeah, you could take, like, an equipment from this one book. I think it was the... Which one was it? Was it the...
I had one from Sands, or, like, the Desert book was one. There was equipment from one of the dragon manuals.
It was Weapons of Legacy, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was one Weapons of
Legacy book. And I was, like, looking through it, and I was like, well, this is all well and good. But, and I was like, can I just, like, cash out, like, that equipment and instead just get, like, a lump sum of gold to, like, spend on other stuff? And he was like, yeah, that's fine. And so he gave me, like, the lump sum.
It was sizable, I'll say that.
It was sizable, but it wasn't, like, more than the value of whatever weapon was. And so I was like, can I, like, get a... I don't know why, like, but it just came to mind. I was like, can I just get, like, a mount? Like a, and then I was like, how about a bear mount? Like, I'll pay to have somebody train it. Like, I'll throw gold at it to have it trained, and I'll pay for his equipment. He'll have barding, so he's got this bear armor. And, like, and I'm, like, thinking of all these. It gets now, better. Like, I'm just so excited about this. And, like, and I'm, like, looking up, and, like, I'm no longer thinking of equipment for the wizard. Like, that's off the table at this point. It's all bear equipment. And so...
Coming in the new DLC, bear armor.
You have to pay twice as much to have barding made for an unusual animal. So I had to...
An animal that size.
Yeah, yeah. But, and then I'm like... I was like, wait a second. The permanency spell exists. And so does the fly spell. And so I was like, Alex, can I pay a wizard, like, this much money to have permanency fly on my bear? And I was like, I did all the math of, like, how much it would cost to pay somebody to do that. And, like, he agreed. So I had this flying bear. And nobody knew. It was, like, weeks into the game.
It was, like, four sessions in before anybody knew the bear could fly.
Like, never brought it up, never just did it. And then one day, I'm like, Maurice and I just take off. Like, it was in the middle of combat.
The weirdest part was, like, John every once in a while would lean over to me and be like, have them roll perception checks. And I was like, why? And he's like, because Maurice is just floating off the ground, like, 3 inches. Because the bear is just, like, doing that thing where, like, he tucks his paws underneath him and he's just like, ooh.
Like, his legs go limp and they just, like, drift in the air.
And, like, nobody fucking notices that this bear is levitating.
How do you fail that many perception checks?
I was, like, 3 over the course of, like, 4 weeks. Okay. Like, it wasn't, like, they constantly do it. Like, but, like, there's just this bear just 3 inches off the ground, just like, ooh.
Okay. And then one day, like, I was just like, Maurice and I are going to take off and fly at that thing and hit it. And then, like,
everybody's just like, why is that bear in the air? Like,
he was like, what spell did you cast? I was like, I didn't cast a spell.
He's Maurice.
I was like, he just does that. And he was like, he could do that all the time. And I'm like, yeah. It's just like that forever.
That's so great.
But it was like, that was so like...
Good. So good.
Once I made 3-5 about, like, just having a stupid amount of fun rather than trying to make my character good.
Yeah.
Because, like, I could have made such a better, more powerful wizard, like...
But why?
But I...
Yeah.
But I had so much more fun making this bear that, like, was definitely a good addition to the party, but, like...
It was.
Did not make, like, the combat easier, necessarily, like, compared to what I could have done otherwise.
Like, I could have just stood away from everyone and showered fireballs and killed everything, but instead I went invisible, got on a bear's back, and let him swipe his massive paws at incoming enemies.
Which does massive damage because of claws.
Oh, well, that's good.
But also the fact that, like, all of John's spells were to buff the bear and make the opponents, like, worse. Like, he had buff and debuff spells, and that was it. That was it. Like, I go invisible, I give the bear extra strength, they take away that guy's AC and his intellect, and I just kill him. And it was just like, this works. Like, don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to know what these tokens are for. Like, a qualish?
I don't know.
Post a comment on this podcast if you know what those tokens are for.
If Fantasy Flight could get in touch with me, that would be awesome.
But, like, it's so much fun to have players that are, like, really innovative about the way that they play.
Yeah.
Because John mentioned this, I think, in an earlier podcast, like, probably when we first started, he said, the thing that I love is being a DM and playing, like, I'm playing against my PCs.
Yeah.
Because, like, when a PC makes a decision that makes you go, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, that is so much more fun than just being like, here's all the shit I had planned. It's going to go exactly the way that you wanted it to.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fun. Yeah. I might as well just give you something to read.
Yeah.
And say, this was how it would have gone.
Yeah, and I'm really enjoying, like, learning the give and take between GM and player.
It's... man, it's, I'll tell you this, it's going to take a little while to, like, really appreciate the dynamic.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's rough. Like, it's really rough.
Yeah, there's that moment where, like, every early GM has a moment where, like, they had something really cool or really awesome.
Like a
really
giant set plan. Piece.
Yeah, planned, and then, like, the party just finds a way to subvert it, and you can't be like, no assholes, you need to go here.
Yeah.
Because it would, like, ruin the whole the charade.
Oh, man, their party, when I first started, like, it was before Colin was in it, and it was before you guys had your game, they went the total fucking opposite direction than I had planned for the next, like, six sessions. So, like, instead of going, like, east, like I expected them to go to, like, the elf lands, they were like, let's go to the dwarf place. And I was like, you guys are just going to go into the biggest part of the map in desert. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, you guys are dicks. And I, oh, fine. Like, we're ending here today, so I don't have to throw away 90 pieces of paper. Like,
you might as well just pull them out and just set them on fire.
Like, and that's the thing is that as a DM, you have to understand that, like,
Grandpa, be quiet.
It's like, you might as well not fucking prepare that entirely because, like, it's never going to go the way you think or want. It's just not. It's not going to do it. Like, that was clear today by the fact that Colin set something up that was supposed to be, like, paint by numbers. And I was like, no, I'm experienced. I want to do this. And he was like, no. Like, that's not how it works.
To Colin's credit, he was going by the module.
Yeah. Like, but I didn't know. Yeah. Like, I didn't know the module was, like, was that paint by numbers.
Yeah. I was waiting for you guys, like, let's just go to Timo's place and fuck him up. And I was like,
well, I figured that would be certain death. So.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been, because I would have thrown every single one of these nemesis at you.
Like, but it's
including the Minox that we didn't use.
But it's always so fun to me to, like, to play.
Showing on the power cables again.
It's always so fun to me to play with people who challenge you, like, in more than one way. Like, not just somebody who's great at building a character, but somebody who's going to throw a curveball at you just with one sentence. And you're just not sure how to respond to the sentence. My favorite reaction from DMs when I'm playing is when I say something to them, and then they go,
why?
Like, and I'm just like, your move, sir. Like, it's just so much fun to, like, watch a DM struggle. Like, because from where I'm coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been that guy on that end of the stick so many times where I'm just like, you fucking D-bags. Like, yeah. So it's really, like, you're not doing it maliciously. You're just like, let's see what you got. Like, it's a test.
I love how most, PCs, like, almost have to be lawyers and, like, plead their case of why this makes sense that this is what happened.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel like that it should play out. But no, it's usually just the roll of the dice. Like,
yeah.
And I'm just like, no, I'm trying to roleplay this thing that shouldn't make sense.
Yeah. Like, what I really, but well, like, what I will do, and I suggest everyone who ever wants to run a tabletop game try to do this. If someone is just, like, killing the roleplaying, or if they are, like, just making such an amazing argument, like, give them an advantage. Yeah. Like, if they are just fucking playing that shit to a point where, like, even if they roll a critical failure, like, you're just like, man, I don't know if that's even fair, because, like, you were you were the Don Draper of talking. Like, you just, you killed it, and, like, everything.
Oftentimes, as a DM, I think anytime you can avoid the rolling of the dice, and you can let two PCs roleplay it out,
yeah,
I say do it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like the game.
Whatever's
going
to be more. Whatever's going to make it the most fun.
I think it's also very important to say as a DM, like, just remember the game is not about you.
Yeah.
Like, the game is not about you. Like, as great as it is to be a DM and have fun being a DM and everything, like, the game is really about the people that are playing it much more than it is about you. Like, it just is, and, like, you have to deal with that shit.
I think we're at a good point to move on.
Yeah.
We've spent 30 minutes talking about this.
I don't have a problem with that. We haven't talked about this in forever.
I know.
But I have a feeling that that game is coming.
TLDR, play tabletop games.
Those were my favorite episodes you guys did, was talking about tabletop stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
which we'll probably, we might record a session of my original campaign, just to see how
that'd be fun.
Up.
Yeah.
Once I get it written.
Which is never.
What else do you guys do on this podcast?
We play games in which we get inside the mind of
Reginald.
Reginald,
my coworker. So, have you not listened to any...
No, no, no. I did hear the one that you... Yeah, one of the ones that
you've heard that game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You've heard A Confusing World.
Oh, it's very funny.
It's my favorite thing.
And now you get to play it.
ACW coming at you.
So, for those of you just tuning in for the first time, we play a game where I have this coworker, and he's even dumber than Colin, if that's believable.
But he's not very literate.
He might be better at math than Colin, but everywhere else, like, it's a wash or worse.
It's a struggle.
So, I realized that I could ask Reggie what he thought definitions for words were, and that I would get entertaining responses. And so, thusly, with his permission, I've been writing down what he thinks words mean, and now my host and guest will play this game where we try to guess.
You're in that weird limbo between host and guest, to where you have to, like, finagle your way around, like, where do I fit in?
I think I'm just
You'll never know, and we're going to keep it that way.
No, it's okay. Like, I think I'm just going to always refer to myself as non-host.
Yeah.
Non-host John Thomas.
Unhost.
You're like Andy Richter. Sometimes you're there, and sometimes you're not.
So now John will read off words. Each of us will pick one word that we want to take guesses at, what Reggie would think that word is, and points will be given accordingly for who is closest to said terribly, terribly unfortunate definition of said word.
And the winner gets a beer.
Yes.
The best prize.
Yes. The best prize of all.
That I've come close to winning.
Trisha still hasn't even opened the one that she won.
What was it?
Don't even remember.
I don't remember either, and it might be gone because I might have drank it.
Yeah. So she's owed a different beer,
yeah.
Is what's happening.
I mean, I could give her something else.
I don't think she's beaten the door down to get it.
No, she's not.
Like, I could give her one of the ciders that I have. And
that'd be a good one.
Okay. She didn't know that. All right. So, again, when you hear the word you want, just let me know. So, we have expedite, psyche, obligatory.
I want psyche in there, definitely.
Okay.
I'll wait for you to pick, and then I'll pick one.
Infinite. Lobotomy. Oh.
Just give me one or two more.
Incandescent.
That's even better. Give me one more.
Blasé.
Blasé! That's perfect.
What was the other one you perked up to?
Incandescent.
I'll pick that one.
All right.
Just so we can hear the answer.
That was three in a row that I was just like, these might all be good.
Yeah.
Man, the next one was souffle.
Oh, God. Einstein picks souffle.
Einstein doesn't know how to play because he's a grumpy old illiterate man. All right. So
that's a dog, by the way. We're not calling Albert Einstein. I'm sure he was grumpy.
It's all right. He's dead. We didn't know him.
So, Colin, your word was psyche, so you get the first stab at it.
Okay. I think that Reggie would say, you know, it's sort of like, you know, when people psych you, it's kind of psyche.
Okay. I get you. See where you're coming from?
I think it essentially means the same thing as, like, telekinetic.
Telekinetic.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Which he also doesn't know the meaning of, I'm sure.
He moved up with his mind. What was that impression?
That's Reggie. In our brains, that's what Reggie said. Half of my answers I give the way I think Reggie would say them.
Oh, boy.
It helps you get into character.
I'm like, yo, it's that shit that's like that good shit.
Is that something you should do?
Oh.
All right.
Oh, my God. That thing rolled all the way under the bar. Go ahead. Continue.
I guess like a psychologist, maybe.
Psychologist?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm nobody's really like
damn
close enough, but so my clue is going to be like it is his answer is related to biology.
Oh,
it's part of the brain.
Okay, is that your guess?
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm.
Don't hurt yourself.
Man, thinking about this makes me feel dumb.
Right? Like, it's part of biology. That threw me off hard. Is what makes you feel emotions.
What makes you feel emotions.
Oh, man. I don't know. I guess pass. I just got
anything at all.
Spit one out. There's no penalty for being wrong. Just say the dumbest thing you could think of.
How someone says something.
Okay.
There you go. It's pretty dumb.
It's not really biological, but no. That's an admirable guess. So, like, again, like, we're focusing on the mind.
But no, it's not.
We need to be focusing on the body.
Oh,
so
God.
One last time with feeling. Colin. What could a psyche be?
Oh my God, this is so deep and deep.
I know.
The skin that covers your skull.
All right. What do you think, Alex?
It's your elbow. Good.
Your elbow? Okay.
Right. What your eyeballs are made out of, I don't know.
Colin is actually quite close.
God damn it.
Psyche is a layer of skin, according to
Reggie. What?
Oh,
how?
My God.
How?
This is why this game is amazing.
God. That's the one that's the furthest off so far.
Yeah, so far. Like way left field.
Oh.
It's pretty, yeah, it's pretty, pretty bad. Oh, my but. God. Okay, so.
What was next?
Do we need to, never do you need a moment to recoup?
Close
you,
to that.
You look
a
like.
A layer of skin. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's not simple, that's just unrealistic.
That's not a misunderstanding. That's just wrong.
This is neither right nor wrong.
This is a good game.
Alright. Alex, you chose incandescent.
No, I didn't. I chose...
Oh, you chose blasé.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What is blasé?
I'm thinking things it's a kind of like... Like rosé, blasé, like it's a kind of liquor.
Okay.
Or alcoholic Alizé. Drink. It's a kind of drink.
Okay.
A type of car.
A type of car. That's a good guess. if I do say so myself.
Like a blanket.
Like a blanket? Dude, Alex, you're like, blasé is a French drink with alcohol.
Wow!
Well, so excited!
That is awesome.
That is alarmingly close to the non-reality.
That makes me think this shit is rigged.
I mean, you could verify, like,
can
what
we call Reggie?
I could, but he might not even remember doing this. Okay. Like,
when are we gonna have Reggie on?
He said he would do it,
out.
So like,
okay.
We'll work that out.
We could do one live.
We could do it real time.
Lastly, we have incandescent, unless we end up with a tiebreaker situation. So, what do you think that Reginald thinks that incandescent means?
Oh, my girlfriend will pick the tiebreaker.
This one's like too. It's like it's again like
we're not in ballparking.
Like he didn't know in the first place. So like
a kind of bug.
A kind of bug. Okay.
We're playing in left field. I mean, everyone's thinking with their heads down.
You should see it's when there's
staring
more people playing.
Staring off
all
into
just
nothing.
Like,
how?
I'm trying to put my mind into the void. I don't know. I'm trying to pull it out of the ether.
Yeah, just guess.
Make like, that long, long journey for you, Colin.
Yeah.
I've got mine for what it's worth.
Like, I'm saying the word.
You can go ahead.
I'm trying to get some mind.
I think he thinks it's like the combination of like impressive and and like surprising at the same time. Like, yo, dude, that is incandescent.
Okay.
Surprisingly incredible. Like, you weren't expecting it to be that good.
My clue is going to be so non-helpful.
Oh, boy.
Good. I'm going to say...
Until Colin nails it
it's
right
like
now.
A computer part.
A computer part? Okay, that's not really right.
Okay.
But, like, that's, like, almost... Nah, I'm not going to give it to you. It's, like...
Give us the clue.
Okay, so the clue is that this... he thinks incandescent is a type of object, and it's a type of object that I don't think truly exists.
Oh, God.
Like a flux capacitor, like a time travel device.
Okay.
I think it has something to do with electricity.
Okay.
But, like...
Oh, shit, I didn't even think about that.
It has something to do with electricity, but, like... that's it. I can't... If I push it past there, my brain's gonna just hemorrhage.
A part of an airplane engine.
Part of an airplane engine, man. I know my clue wasn't like as helpful, but like, and while it's true, this is one of those ones where Reggie latched onto a part of the word and reused it for his definition. Like, I'm trying to think of another example.
Okay. That's what I was going to do first. That's
usually,
and then I was like,
usually, like, when it's a bigger word, I feel like Reggie tries to find the root.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a part of an elevator.
Part of an elevator. Okay.
I just say this is the greatest game ever.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Do you know how many people we could...
I felt bad for this guy until you explained how you, like...
He knows!
About it. Yeah, until he knew... Yeah.
I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Like, I would be such a huge asshole if, like, this was a matter of subterfuge.
Right.
Should be a good one to throw by him.
Totally perfect, because he's in on the joke.
Yeah, man, that's cool.
Oh, man.
Oh, I want to change my answer.
Too bad. Already got...
All right.
I think he thinks it has something to do with canned goods.
Canned goods, okay.
Oh, do I get to go again?
Yeah.
A type of candle.
A type of candle, wow. That would be good, but...
Oh my god, I wish that was it.
So, Alex is closest again.
Yeah!
Which, I think that's the first... Is that the first
that's
time
you've
won?
That's
my
first victory.
Won? So...
Well played, sir.
Incandescent is... Now, prepare yourself. A can... That sprays dust.
I'm done.
Wow. That's right.
You guys have something special here. You know that, right?
When Colin said a computer part, I was thinking of, like, you know,
the
like canned air. And I was like, oh, that's like, it's almost right.
It's almost right.
Oh, my God.
But it's so not. Because, like, a can that sprays dust is the opposite of cleaning. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're just, like, walking around your house, like, shooting shit everywhere.
Oh, my God. That's so good. Colin, actually, I wanted to mention something to you. I forgot to mention to you earlier. Last week, we had an anti-pick round.
Okay.
So, like, we picked things that we think people should actively avoid. So I chose Doom.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, like, every once in a while we might throw an anti-pick.
Okay.
So just at the end when that comes up. But if anybody would like to send us suggestions on words they think Reggie should be asked,
yes,
please do. You can send it to our Facebook page on the comments or in a message. Send it to our email.
Which I finally have mine set up. Colin at nameredactedpodcast.com.
I think you can even tweet it to us. So
who's checking our Twitter?
You guys have a Twitter?
Jeff. I believe checks the Twitter. I believe Jeff does.
There's
going to
be so
Twitter.
Many dick pics on your Twitter tomorrow.
I hope so.
I fucking hope
I think
so.
We have an Instagram too, so like take a picture, leave it. Take a picture of the word.
Yeah.
And tag us in it.
And put some boobs in it.
And like, and also like, and tag it at the bottom, like hashtag confusing world.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, just please, if you have any suggestions for words you think it would be fun to hear Reggie try to define. Let us know, because, like, we've already mentioned this. I give John words pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Sovereign was mine. I'm proud of that one, because that one was the one that got the response, man, I ain't ever heard of that. So that, like,
it
I'm
was
proud
a non-answer.
Yeah.
So I went to go see, you guys familiar with David Liebhardt?
Yes. Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Okay, yes. I went and saw him on last Monday, this past Monday. That dude's fucking nuts.
Colin's got his phone number. Yeah. Call him right now.
Does he really?
I've always wondered, like, because it seemed like, because of some of the, like, extra stuff I've seen with Tim and Eric, that, like, he's not in on the joke.
I think he's becoming more in on the joke.
Okay.
Does he not realize that? No way.
He really does have his phone number.
Yep, it's right there.
So you could call him at
what's
any time.
What's
could
a,
we get him on the...
What's the 213 area code?
That's LA.
Is it LA?
Yeah. Okay.
We
because so we were talking and he was like, yeah, I have family from here. You know, I was like, oh, cool. He's like, yeah, my white side of my family is Scottish and German. And I was like, oh, I've got some Scottish in me.
Are you part of his family, Colin?
I think so. He was like, well, let me give you my phone number and you can have your family call me and I'll tell them what happened to the family because they all joined Christian Science and they're dead now. And because they don't believe in medicine, and I was just like, I was just standing and staring at him, like
it was so benign, and it spiraled out of control.
Yeah, like just a very offhanded comment, you know, just saying, like, hey, yeah, we got something.
How was the turnout for that show?
It was weak.
Was it?
It was real
super weak.
Yeah,
weak.
Okay.
And we need him on the show.
He told fucking voices in Daffy Duck voice, and
he brought out the Black Kid thing and Good Dad, Good Lad song. It was...
you said, I remember you posting the picture and saying, this is a very surreal experience.
It was surreal. It was like being on drugs. Like,
yeah. It's kind of like watching Tim and Eric.
Yeah, but just David Lee Hart the whole time.
Oh my god, I can't even imagine.
That's so awkward.
I bought a t-shirt and a poster, and I had him sign the poster to my cats.
To yeah, he really did, too.
A super nice guy. I mean, he talked forever. Like
it was like two, like
it was like an hour and a half, 2 hour show. Like he started at like 10:30, and we left when he ended at like close to 1.
Wow,
Jesus Christ!
I was just like,
woo! There's no way I could have sat through the whole thing.
Oh man, it was hard. Yeah. It was hard. The cringe was high.
Yeah, that would have been like a mushrooms night, maybe.
I know that was. We asked him about the
alien. Let's go get weird and watch something weird.
We asked somebody, Blake.
Let's put our minds in the worst place ever.
People asked him, like, how many aliens he's met, and we got that whole story. Oh, he met one lady at the La Brea Tar Pits.
Did he do a Q&A?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it was well worth the $10 I spent to get in.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine doing something like that.
Like, I could imagine seeing, like, because I'm a guy who likes Tim and Eric,
yeah,
and a lot of the stuff that they, like, I could imagine seeing them live on one of their live shows. That sounds like it would be a lot of fun, but 2 hours of, like, B content that's maybe not self-aware, like, that sounds crazy to me.
I think the guy he's touring with does genuinely care for David. Like,
yeah.
I don't think...
He's like his helper?
Yeah. NDJ and stuff.
It's not like Wesley Willis style, is it?
Damn close.
Yeah.
I don't know. He talked about the ghost song was incredible. It's hard to put into words.
Because Wesley Willis live, like, a lot of those live shows were, like, kind of tragic in a way, like that guy fell apart a lot.
Yeah, this wasn't so bad.
Okay.
Like this wasn't
so. It
like,
wasn't like kind of like he was like an emotional wreck.
No,
anything.
Not
he
at
just
all.
Weird.
He was just weird.
Okay.
He was having a fucking blast.
Oh, cool.
Not self-aware of the fact that like he is a little weird.
I think he's aware that he's
okay.
A little weird. I think he's very aware. I think that when people laugh along with him, I think he thinks that he's genuinely funny and not sort of in that zone of comedy that he's in.
Like he doesn't know his own niche. Like he doesn't understand his niche that well. He just knows that there are things that he says that are funny.
Correct.
Okay. That's,
yeah.
I mean that's better than.
But in that way, you're not really making fun of him. Like you're just laughing at the shit he says.
Yeah,
so.
And I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I don't do it maliciously.
No.
But yeah, if anybody gets a chance to go, at least go for the first hour.
How long is he on tour for?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I want everyone to realize that half of this conversation has been said by Colin with his eyes wide open. Just like eyebrows reaching for his fucking skull.
Yeah.
Like, so when Colin is saying this, like, it's with a pretty solid emphasis.
It was fun, though.
It seemed like it would be kind of fun.
Yeah, but I was tired.
Tired. I've been kind of interested in trying to see about, like, going to a little bit more comedy-oriented stuff. So, like, that kind of reminds me to look into doing that a little more because we talked to the comedians last week. And, like, I just recommend that anybody gets a chance to go see things like live comedy shows and whatnot. Like, a lot of people have never been to those kind of things. And, like, I think that everyone should try to go to, like, a stand-up night or an open mic night because, like... If you've never seen it before, it's worth seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
or an improv.
Or an improv.
Show.
Open mics are brutal, dude.
They can
be. Especially when you get the dude, like, reading jokes that he Googled the word jokes.
Yeah.
Off his phone.
Sometimes that's worth it alone, though.
No, it's bad every time.
Did you
get
the fucking message of Cadillac Man's modeling page?
No, yeah, I got it. Because we talked about it last week.
Oh, my God.
Because JD was like, wait, how y'all know Cadillac Man?
I've seen Cadillac Man.
Apparently, he got banned from the idiot, or not the idiot box, but the laughing gas because he pulled his dick out on stage.
I'm so not surprised,
buddy.
Yeah,
you can't pull your penis out places.
Nope.
Cadillac Man,
not where that's not obviously on the bill to do that.
If you're not at a Chippendales, don't do it.
Yeah, even at a Chippendales, I don't think it's encouraged.
So
they have sleeves.
I think everybody that hasn't gotten a chance to do that should try, because it's, I mean, it's
Chippendales?
Yeah, go to Chippendales. Do we want to just go ahead and wrap it up, pick some plugs, just kind of leave it as a short little episode this week?
Yeah, I mean, we're pushing an hour, so yeah, that's about fine. An hour.
Plugs for anybody?
Pick plugs?
Pick or plugs, which one? Does anybody have any plugs?
I got a plug.
Go ahead.
We are going to be at NCCC this year.
We are.
Going Durham, North Carolina, November 13th, 14th, and 15th.
No, nope, just 14th and 15th, just Saturday, Sunday. Friday isn't a day.
Says
they only do two. That's for volunteers. Volunteers come set up Friday. The show itself is only Saturday and Sunday.
That's not what the website
Where is
says.
This?
Durham.
Durham at one of the convention centers. I forget which one. We'll post the information.
Right on.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll be there. Come find us. If we look like chickens with our heads cut off, that's fine. Just come, give us a hug.
We have a cool thing that we're going to announce once we get a full confirmation of it, but like, we're pretty sure something really awesome is going to happen for us.
I'm about to poop my pants.
Yeah, it's really cool and it's really impressive and we're really excited about it. And I just want to say thank you ahead of time, even if we don't get it, to everybody at NCCC that even like considered giving us the opportunity.
Yeah, it's
like
fine.
We really appreciate it.
We're still going to go.
Yeah, we're still going to go.
No, it says November 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Oh, so they are doing Friday this time.
And
which
I'm
means
gonna be going
to be I can't go Friday.
I'll be there all weekend.
Okay, I cannot go Friday.
Maybe,
I don't know, we'll figure it out.
Semantics. Yeah.
But I will be going to a lot of the after events. I'm going to go see Masters of the Universe, and probably going to try to check out some of the after parties, so buy me a drink, because I'll be broke.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll touch your butt.
Yeah, maybe. I don't really have anything, so, actually, no, I do. Plug in the same thing that the comedians plugged last week. The competition for stand-up comedians in the Piedmont area is going on. I think it's called UCC. That's starting up soon. So if you can get a chance to go out and see the comedians and vote.
Capers made it to the wild card round.
Yes, Capers made it to the wild card round. So that's coming up soon. I think we can throw some information up. I'll get
that
from
the show notes.
In the show notes from the guys that are doing that. So please, this goes along right with what I was saying earlier. So if you get a chance to go out and see that, that's a plus for you and a plus for them. So that's two birds, one stone.
Yep. Picks. Obviously, the Star Wars role-playing game by Fantasy Flight. We're big fans. We love it. Please listen to this, Fantasy Flight. And couldn't recommend it enough. Also, my vaporizer is awesome.
It is.
I'm gonna make that a pick this week. Yeah. It's called Juul, J-U-U-L. They're rad. I recommend them. They're small and black. And not very. They don't look like douche canoes when you use one. So,
yeah, what is with that? Like when people got like a whole oxygen tank.
I don't
it's like a fucking lightsaber and shit.
And like, it does look like a lightsaber handle.
We were at Tiki Bar, and this dude hit his, and I swear to God, it sounded like a jet engine starting up.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is so obtrusive.
Yeah. And, like, the amount of smoke that gets blown out of those, or vapor, or whatever, is just, it's unnecessary and silly. Like, that whole, like, cloud-chasing bullshit, I hope it stops.
Hashtag vape life, hashtag Starburst, hashtag Skittles.
Yeah, hashtag unicorn poop.
Hashtag hash brown.
Yeah, so my pick for this week is a phone app called All Recipe. All Recipe is fantastic.
Awesome.
I love cooking. And I'm actually starting a food journal, and
I don't know why you're calling it a food journal. It's a recipe book.
No, like it's gonna be like all the things that we cook, like as one meal, rather than just like, oh, we cook this thing and put the recipe down. I'm trying things together.
Okay.
So that's kind of what it's gonna be, like a little food journal, like, and like I'll probably put most of the recipes in it, but All Recipe's awesome because like it's really extensive. You can find fucking anything on there. Not only that, but you can find. Like it has comments and reviews on every recipe. You can put your own recipes up, get feedback on it. It's great. It's really fantastic, and it's a good way to like to find new things that you like to eat, so you don't end up eating fucking like grilled chicken and pancakes every goddamn week. Like just because I didn't want to say fried chicken and waffles because that would be too on the nose. So I really recommend it. I think it's a great app. So that's my thing. Charlie,
pick.
At only shemale gifts started following me on Twitter. I just want to give a shout out to at only female only shemale excuse me shemale gifts.
Lauren,
you guys are awesome
Lauren
for following
so
me. Thank
it's a
you.
Quote.
It's yeah,
a
quote.
Not
yeah,
a statement of judgment.
No, like that's what it's actually called. Which that's an awesome pick.
I mean, you know, this is weird. It just happened at 6 in the morning this morning, so just thought.
What else would have happened?
Yeah.
Well, at least you know your target audience.
Hey, man.
just, you know, retweeting the video games and not anywhere close to that genre of things. So that's fun.
Maybe that they just really like video games.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Perfect. John?
I don't really have anything because, like, I've been working too much.
You don't have anything at all that you like?
Whiskey and Mad Men.
I have been watching Mad Men, and it...
You're not sure if you want to pick it, though.
I'm not sure I, like, really want to... Like, I like it, and I'm going to keep watching it. Like, I'm kind of hoping that there's sort of a greater reason to watch it rather than just it being a compelling drama and, like, an interesting character piece about Don Draper. Like, I'm wondering if it's going to be something bigger than that.
What season are you on?
3.
Okay.
So, thank you for not spoiling
anything. Just asking.
Like, just yesterday, my mom goes, "Is Joan pregnant yet?" And I was like, "No, damn you! No, Nancy! She's not pregnant yet!"
That is a bullshit question.
Yeah, it was a bullshit question. And, like, it wasn't even, like, it hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone through, like, 6 episodes since she said that, and it's not happened yet, so I'm just, like, waiting now. But, I guess I could pick, I don't know if I picked this before, but...
Star Wars role-playing game by Fantasy Flight Games.
I haven't picked that before, but, like, there's this animated film that I really like called It's Such a Beautiful Day by Don Hertzfeld. And, like, if you are interested in, like... It basically what it is a series of vignettes about a guy who's sick and, like, he has, like, it appears to be an unnamed neurological condition that sort of makes his life come tumbling apart. And there's, like, parts that are really funny, but it's, like, it's really sad in a lot of places. So if that sounds like something you would like, then check it out.
I mean,
and
if you'd like to get Eeyore'd, then...
John loves depressing things, I will say that.
And a lot of times, like, art that makes you feel something, in my opinion, is exemplary. Because otherwise,
it's not,
like,
art.
What is it?
Yeah. We've had that conversation.
Also, Destiny the Fallen King, or the Taken King, is pretty rad.
It's a huge time sink. Don't play it.
We'll table that argument for another day. Thank you guys for listening. I've been Alexander Fulmer.
Colin Norris.
Oh, shit. That's me.
That's John
Michael.
Did you
forget your name?
I didn't forget my name.
Oh, that's cool.
But it was like he put me on the spot and I just wasn't ready, so I choked.
Not ready.
What's your name? Dick.
Francis.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
I'm Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening, and as always,
go out and touch the butts.